Yes, I'd love to actually see the rest of your apartment. Whoa, this actually looks very cozy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't act so surprised, should I? That was very rude of me. I guess most people I've met who live on their own weren't really into decorating. Oh, no, not at all. You see, a few of my friends are still single and their place all dreadfully looks the same, dark and empty. I wasn't lying, you know, when I said that this is the first time I do this. Well, you know, meeting someone on Tinder, going to a bar, chatting up real nice, and going back to their place. Yes, I know I was the one who suggested it, I remember. I don't regret it, not at all. Do you? I could leave, you know, if you felt like. All right, I'll stay. No, I don't want anything to drink, thank you. The drink I had at the bar was plenty. Plus, I had to finish it in one go because of closing time, so I think I'm still a bit dizzy from it. Or maybe it was from the kiss you gave me in front of the bar. Or maybe the ones in the cab or in the elevator or against your door. Oh, sorry. I tend to get a bit bitey at times. Oh, you like it? Well, I'm glad. No, don't worry. You can drink all you wish. Oh, I'd say I drink a normal amount usually. Tonight's a bit different. I wanted to take my time with that drink. Plus, you can't blame me for not wanting to be too tipsy on my first Tinder date, can you? But you go ahead, please. Yes, I'm sure. Goodness, can't believe I landed such a caring person. I feel like I don't deserve it. Oh, don't be so sure. Do you mind if I take a look around? You have a nice view from here. Cheeky. No, keep at it, it's cute. What are you drinking? Is it any good? I think I'd rather taste it on your lips. Oh, I feel cold. I guess I do, don't I? That's on me, really. I should have brought a thicker jacket tonight. I didn't expect the weather to get so cold. I'm having trouble warming up. Or maybe I could use some help. Yes, I guess we both are cheeky. Do you think we could? Do you think I could visit your bedroom next? Yeah, show me. Oh, this is absolutely cute too. Those little lights make the whole room so inviting. But the best part is this. Very comfy. Join me? Yes, just like that. Move with me a little. Your skin feels soft and warm. I can feel you getting goosebumps. Yes, I guess my hands are still a bit cold. Do you like my hands under your shirt like that? My nails are a bit long, but you don't seem to mind. Let me just put them on your lower back and guide your hips to me. Oh, yes, just like that. No, let's keep our clothes for now. I want to kiss you more. Kiss me again, please. Oh, Oh, I can see you like to be bitey too. Yes? Where else do you want to bite me? Hold on. Please wait a bit. Let's simmer down a little. I have something to ask you. I want you to hear me out, and I want you to be honest about what you think about it, okay? Okay. I feel like you and I are getting along well, wouldn't you say? So there's this thing I really like and I want to do with you. It's nothing too wild, I promise. I love using cuffs in bed. Do you think you'd be willing to try it out with me? Oh, no, sweetheart, not for me. For you. I promise I'll only be tying you down, nothing else. I'll keep touching you, but I just need you to stay still. Do you think you'd like that? Maybe. Okay, you have to know you can trust me, love. Hold on, let me get my bag. Here, look. I only brought the cuffs and the sorts of belts I will use to buckle you to bed, and that's it. Well, of course I brought them. How could I cuff you if I didn't? I really wanted to tie you down, so I had to bring the cuff with me, right? Look at me, sweetheart, look into my eyes. You don't think that's weird, do you? Good, I'm glad you understand. So, look, I've got two pairs. Those go on your wrist and those on your ankles. They're large, as you can see, so they won't pull too much on your joints. And here, touch inside. All velvety and plush. They won't hurt you at all, darling, I promise. Of course, I'll let you go if you ask me, I promise. Now I need you to relax for me. Lay back down on the bed, darling. You're comfy? Okay. I'm going to tie you down now. Put your legs together for me. No, I'm not going to take your clothes off. I don't need them off. There you go. You're doing great. Now your hands. Put them above your head on the pillow, just like this. So your hands stay on the bed, but you can still bend your arms a bit. Thank you. You're so good. Oh, do the cuffs feel too tight? But I need you not to be able to move, gorgeous. I promise you that's all I need. I just want you to stay very still. Listen to me. If I loosen up the ties, then you'll be able to move. Do you understand, sweetheart? It hurts your wrist, huh? Hey, how about this? You don't really need me to loosen the cuffs, right? Right. There you go, sweetie. You still seem a little tense. Can you breathe for me? Right, deep breath. If I stroke your chest like this, I want to feel my hands lift up and down. Come on, keep looking at me. Breathe, darling. Breathe. Good. Very good. Keep going. Deep breath. Here. I'm not too heavy, am I? Good, good. Relax now. You'll be okay, I promise. You look so good like this, darling. Gorgeous, really. You like it when my hands stroke you like this, going down on your belly, on your thighs. Even through your pants, you can still feel my nails, can't you? Right here on the inside of your thighs and scratching you all the way back up to your chest. Oh, are you ticklish? You squirm there when I touch your ribs. You look so good under me, pet. Your heart is fluttering under my lips. It's almost tickling me. Here, let me just unbutton your shirt a bit. I need to feel it better. Oh, your skin is heating up, love. Are you feeling good? Yeah. When I grind my hips against yours and I tug softly on your lips with my teeth. Your kisses are so sweet, darling. I guess that is what made me dizzy. Oh, you are such a lovely treat to look at, with that smile and that tiny bit of a flush on your cheeks. I bet I can make it bigger. Oh, your neck is so sensitive, baby. How about if I go here, right below your ear? Honey, that noise was so sweet. Oh, did it hurt? Come on, I thought you liked it when I get bitey. That's what you said, huh? Right, baby? Good. Yes, that is what you said. And look at that face. So red. Do you think if I bite your cheeks, they'll just burst like an overripe fruit? I kind of want to try it. You look so tasty, darling. Shh, honey, honey. Hey. Calm down. I can't really be mad at you for starting to panic a bit. I should just stop playing with my food. Hey, hey, stop! Don't pull at the cuff like that. You'll hurt yourself. Enough. Now you're looking at me like I've grown a second head. They're just fangs, you know. Just extra pointy teeth. Stop begging. I'm not going to kill you. Even if I were, your wailing wouldn't change anything. What am I gonna do? Maybe. Have I drank too much already, or is most of your blood still between your legs? What do you think I'm going to do? I'll drink your blood, and you're going to let me. Because there is literally nothing else you can do. No, no, remember what I said about breathing. Deep breath, in and out, come on. Darling, darling, you need to steady your breathing or you're going to hyperventilate. Look at me, listen, in and out, in and out, in and out. Out. I'm not going to kill you. I told you that. I know this hurts and the whole situation is scary, but I've never lied to you all night. At least, not outright. I just need this. I really need you to let me have your blood, okay? Then I'm gone. I leave you alone. Oh, would you look at that? Giving me cheek, huh? Please. Was that an actual threat? It was honestly pathetic, but you get points for trying, I guess. Anyway, don't you worry your pretty little head about telling the world vampires are real, because when I'm done with you, you'll barely remember your own name. Enough talking, pet. I am frankly irritated and fucking starving. Now, you'll be good for me, won't you, love? You'll give me everything I ask of you, because I've just been so nice to you, and I deserve a reward for my hard work, don't I? I'm so glad you agree, pet. Mm. 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 You taste so good, baby. That was so good. Oh, look at you, how soft and dazed. Your eyes are so, so heavy, sweetheart, aren't they? Let me uncuff you, love. There, there. Thank you for this, darling. You have no idea how good I feel. How do you feel? This whole thing must have blown your little mind, right? You meet someone on Tinder and they look, well, absolutely perfect, and they seem like they're willing to fuck you on the first night. How did you get so lucky? Am I right? There's nothing you could have done to avoid the situation you're in. It was over the moment you agreed to meet me tonight. And tell me, how was it? How did the pain feel? I bet it turned, oh, so sweet. That must have blown your mind too. How it solved all your worries and your brain was just filled with peaceful silence. One moment you feel like you're on the verge of passing out, either from the pain or the blood loss, and the other you want a soft cloud of numbness. I felt it the moment you finally relaxed, and even leaned into me a bit. Poor baby. It's truly amazing how the human brain works. You know, I said I'd leave you alone, but I just might keep you around as a snack, keep you in a little cage on your own. I'd be the only person you'd ever see for the rest of your short life, coming to you every other day to drink my fill, until you end up completely dry. Nothing I'm saying is getting to you, huh? Don't tempt me, pet. I just might act on what I'm saying. Hello. Isn't this better? Lying on your soft, soft bed, body completely relaxed, head completely empty, my hand in your hair. You just had a very nice night, haven't you? A night out, going for a drink with a nice stranger. Maybe you've had a bit too much, don't you think? Look at you, limbs all heavy, boneless. It's definitely because of the alcohol. You're so lucky I've helped you back to your place and put you to bed. And who even was I? Does it really matter? Tomorrow you will feel sore and a bit dehydrated, but to you it will be nothing too different from a normal hangover. And you'll feel so, so relaxed. Even though your pretty little head will be pounding, you'll wake up from one of the best nights of sleep in your life, and no memory of what happened, not even of our conversation through text during the day. That someone you met tonight was nice enough, but nothing worth mentioning or even spare a thought about. There won't be a single worry in your mind. You'll spend the day at home, nursing that hangover. And the day after tomorrow, you'll be ready to start another week of your simple, little life. And doesn't that sound like fun, love? To keep living, spend time with your friends and family, be happy in a comfortable monotony. You just can't wait to get back into it, can you? Forget about what happened tonight and live like nothing's changed. Because nothing has changed, sweetheart. Nothing.